Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, L.A. County Supervisor Don Kanabe, as we continue to celebrate our 15th anniversary year on air.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory. Let us join our fellow men.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine. Coastal living, city style.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. Our guest for the entire evening is none other than L.A. County Supervisor Don Kanabe. Don, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Nice to be here, Art. Nice to be with you again.
Congratulations on your reelection.
Thank you.
Not a surprise to any.
Well, you know, you can never take those things for granted. I'm glad that I won it outright in June. I didn't have to fool around with the November stuff.
There you go. What did you think about the national outcome, Don?
Well, I don't think I was surprised. I mean, I felt from the very beginning it would be an uphill battle for whoever the Republican nominee was, and I don't think anyone anticipated the economy going south so bad. And once that stock market took a tank and once everybody looked at their 401k, I think change was on the horizon.
Well, you know, I was in the Navy for 6 years in the reserve, and when the ship goes down, the captain's career is over. Even if he was legitimately asleep in the stateroom and some second lieutenant screwed things up. Yeah. And for six out of the last 8 years, the Republicans were kind of the captains of the ship.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you have a new colleague coming on the Board of Supervisor,
Mark Ridley Thomas,
yeah,
state senator and former L.A. city councilman. So he will be taking over, be sworn in the first Monday in December, same day I take over as chair of the board. So I've known Mark, worked with Mark on the Coliseum Commission, so looking forward to working with him and his staff.
And I understand you'll be the chair of the MTA come June.
Yeah, July of next year, July of 2009, become chair of the MTA.
So Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
So that's going to be quite a year for me. Chair of the board starting December of this year for a year, and then chair of the MTA for the year following.
Well, the county continues to have challenges, but they're trying to rise to meet those challenges. Let's start with budget.
Well, as I've said and told you so many times before, we have a very, you know, significant budget. Ours is close to $24 billion. And I think one of the things over the last several years when we had the high climbing property taxes and the great revenue streams, we didn't go crazy with our spending. And we put money away for a rainy day fund. And the rainy day has hit. Matter of fact, it's getting ready for a downpour. But we feel good about where we are right now. We had a pretty good hole with the state budget early on. The May revise hit us again, and then now the recommendations that the governor's putting out, it's about another $135 million hit to the county. So up till now, we've been able to plug those holes. As these cuts get deeper, we're going to go down to the bone. You've heard me say so many times, while $24 billion sounds like a lot of money, 85% of that is mandated programs, programs we have to operate by law, whether we get money or not. So we have that 15%, you know, parks and libraries, police and fire, and obviously I'm being a strong supporter, number one supporter of public safety. That's an area where I'm not, you know, going to cut.
And let me just ask for the record, the county doesn't engage in the funny bookkeeping stuff to balance their budget, does it?
Absolutely not. We can't do that, number one. It's sort of interesting that not only can we not do that, we're obligated by law to balance our budget on time, something that the state legislature is not obligated to do.
Well, there is an obligation. They just don't meet it.
Well, they stop the clock at 5 minutes to midnight. So.
Okay, well, and of course, the governor is proposing another cent sales tax that would, if now Prop R passed, which I know you opposed, the half cent for transportation, but that would bring the county rate up to 10.25 if the governor gets his way. That's awfully high.
Well, one of the reasons that I oppose Measure R, I mean, I'm a strong supporter of transportation. I'm not opposed to improving the infrastructure or mass transit or whatever it may be. I just felt with the economy the way it was and starting to go and now where it is, that Measure R was a bad thing at the wrong time. And so that's why I opposed it. Plus, there was an equity fairness issue about where the money went. Not Evie Stevie, but to make sure that we really improve regional transportation and we didn't build a subway to the sea. Yeah. The one other thing that I mentioned back then was the fact that the governor was advocating an additional sales tax. It is a huge anti-business hit for the Los Angeles County. I mean, look, just buy a car. Are you going to pay 10.25% sales tax at a car in Los Angeles County, or are you going to go to Ventura County, Orange County? I mean, it's from a business standpoint, it's going to be a huge hit here in Los Angeles County.
Let's shift for a moment, Don, to a major, major challenge, as we all know, health care, which is a national problem, but it impacts the county, and hospitals have closed at great numbers, and people without insurance are walking into emergency rooms, and by state law, they have to be treated. Our hospitals are hurting. What can the county do to address that?
Well, I mean, we just have to really work hard to put money into the system, and that's the unfortunate thing. We have no real control on how those funds are formulated. That happens out of Washington. What we have to do, though, is to respond to treat every patient that comes through our door. And so it's a huge issue for us. We had about $180 million shortfall this year, which we're able to plug. That's going to go up to about $350 to $450 million in the next year, year and a half, up to almost $900 million by 2011-2012, if something's not done. We have the largest uninsured population in America right here in Los Angeles County, wow. 2.7 million people, and that number is probably growing due to layoffs, people without jobs, people without health insurance.
And they go to the county hospital.
Absolutely, but they're also overburdening the private hospital. You know, with the closure of Martin Luther King, the impact on the whole 105 corridor, the impact on Long Beach Memorial, the impact on St. Mary's, the impact on Whittier Presbyterian Hospital, these impacts are huge.
Down a cascading effect.
Exactly, because if they can't get into a county facility, they go to a private facility. So it's been a huge hit on the entire hospital system, and something needs to be done. We have lost 13 emergency rooms in the last 10 years, and in the last 20 years, we've lost 25 emergency rooms. You're going to be able to have the best insurance in the world, but you're not going to be able to get help because it's a capacity issue. You're going to be put in a wait list just like everyone else. And so what we need to do is to get away from ERs and go to clinics.
And there are some plans afoot to have county fund these clinics that will be alternatives to standing in line in the emergency rooms.
Well, I mean, that's our goal, and that's what we're working with Washington on, to give us some flexibility in the funding. As an example, in the last couple of years, I put some of my money up from my office along with JWCH, which is a healthcare provider, and we reopened the Norwalk Clinic. And when we reopened that, we're trying to expand the hours there. Paramedic calls have been reduced, access to healthcare has been improved, but more importantly, we got the headache, the broken finger, the fever out of an emergency room and put them in a clinic situation.
And finally, before we take a break, an update, is Rancho Los Amigos okay?
Rancho is doing great. They continue to be, once again, one of the top 15 rehab hospitals in America with all the things going on around it. We're still looking at maybe another partner, but also we're looking, you know, to enhance Rancho as a center of excellence to allow insured patients to be there and not just uninsured.
Okay, we'll be back with more of our show, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back, continuing our discussion with one of our favorite guests, Don Kanabe. Don, transportation, we mentioned Prop R, passed. You opposed it, didn't think it was the right time for it, but congestion is a huge problem in L.A. County. I drive up there occasionally to West L.A., and nothing's moving on the freeways.
Well, it's a huge issue, and I'm sure that had to do a lot with, I mean, I was surprised. I didn't expect the Measure R to get 50% of the vote, particularly with all the other bond and revenue issues on the ballot. But also, I also know that it's a very frustrating experience. I received a lot of emails, you know, upset that I wasn't supporting Measure R. But my issue was not one that I didn't support the enhancement of transportation, you know, whether it be, you know, carpool lanes or mass transit or whatever it may be, or infrastructure. But I thought that we needed to use our dollars right now the best way that we could to improve transportation. Simple things for a lot less money. Things like traffic signal synchronization. We've improved over 100 miles of county roads throughout our entire county, taking drivers off the streets and saving millions of work hours, millions of dollars, gas costs, whatever it may be. So we have a lot of opportunities to do things like that versus spending. And I'm really convinced, and this is what concerned me about Measure R, it was thrown together at the last minute with some backroom deals, and I'm concerned that Long Beach isn't going to get their fair share, the South Bay isn't going to get their fair share, the Southeast is not going to get their fair share, and all that money is going to go into the subway to the sea.
Transit projects tend to run over budget. I have noticed that in the 30 years I've been at, and well, all over America, not just.
Well, this is $30 billion over 30 years, and if you look at what they set aside for the subway to the sea as part of this, there's no way that that portion covers that. And what happens is all these other projects are going to put away. The projects for Long Beach and South Bay, they're 20 years out if we get them at all.
The subway sucks up the money.
Yep, exactly.
Public safety, I know, number one priority to you. Give us a report card on the sheriffs.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we've been able to do over the last several years, and we used some of our excess money to do this, that we didn't put into the rainy day fund, and that's to increase our sheriff's department by almost 1,000 deputies. We've had full training classes trying to enhance that activity. We've, you know, opened the DNA, you know, labs and doing all the different kinds of things
that
we need.
There was a big backlog on that.
A huge backlog. And we went in there with a new lab that we did in conjunction with LAPD and the state up at Cal State Los Angeles. But there's been a number of areas, whether it be sheriff's department, whether it be the fire department, whether it be our lifeguards, whether it be the district attorney's office, whatever it may be, that we're trying to enhance the level of public safety. We've got issues we need to deal with. The people need to feel safe. And whatever we need to do, we need to do it.
I read somewhere that it's $200,000 per sheriff that's budgeted. Why is it so high?
Well, I think when you get the cost of the car, the cost of the training, the cost of the equipment, and the cost of the deputy, their salaries, their overtime, whatever it may be, that's a contract service. That's basically what it runs, a little over $200,000 per new deputy. That's 24 hours a day, though.
Great. Well, we have about a minute left, Don, and as you know, we're celebrating our 15th anniversary of Straight Talk, and we're very honored to have you here as one of our guests during our anniversary year.
Well, Art, I have enjoyed absolutely every minute. I sat here petrified my first time in 1994, running for public office, running for county supervisor. But I think the one thing that this anniversary special is missing is no one's really had the opportunity to interview you. I would like to ask you to let me interview you as part of your 15th anniversary celebration. What do you think?
Don, you are the supervisor. What you say goes. So let's do it.
We'll do it.
Okay, you won't want to miss this. Let's pause for these station commercials, and we'll be back with Don Canabi as the host of Straight Talk.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
Welcome back to the 15th anniversary show of Straight Talk with Art Levine. I'm Don Canabi, and I'm the guest host this evening. I have a very special guest, a guest that I think that everyone has been waiting to have seen on this show, but Art has not been able to attract his attention. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to welcome Art Levine. Art, great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks, Don. I've been waiting for 15 years to be a guest on this show, and it couldn't happen at a better time.
I tell you, and I feel so great having your security blanket over here, this microphone. You have no notes. You have no pen. Ladies and gentlemen, he has nothing. I mean, the man
naked.
Is absolutely naked here. And so we have a few questions to ask you, Art.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I'll tell you what. First of all, I want to know how a lawyer growing up in New York City winds up teaching at Cal State University Long Beach and hosting a TV show.
Well, I was working down on Wall Street for 5 years, among other things for Lehman Brothers, no less. And the market then, like the market now, and I just got burnt out. And so I was visiting California for a relative and got a job teaching and then did some pre-law work and had some guests like local councilmen. And we televised some, and then someone, Chuck Greenberg, God bless him, recommended me for hosting cable, and that was 22 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've done a great job. You know, you've interviewed a lot of folks over the years, all different kinds. I mean, you know, whether it be strictly a local program, university, high school, whatever it may be, you've been a great corporate city in bringing everyone in here. But, you know, have you ever lost control of an interview? I mean, have you had an individual where you just felt you lost a little control?
Well, in a sense, we had Chief Batts on once, and he holds the record for the longest answer to a question. I asked one question, and we do seven-minute segments. His answer to the first question went on for 4 minutes. And next time he came on, I asked him a question. He said, no. And that was it.
Yeah, your answers are brief, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can't interrupt the chief, though.
So anyway, so you've interviewed all kinds of elected officials. It could be city councilmen, county supervisors, state assembly, state senate, whatever it may be. Let's fast forward things. There's a movement. Art Levine for city council. You get elected to Long Beach City Council. What's the first thing you try to do for the city of Long Beach?
Wow. That's such a remote thought that I haven't
even... Well, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Briefly.
Well, be responsible in taxpayers' money and meet with the citizens and do your best.
Wow.
Like you.
You think you'd let me get away with that answer?
No.
Okay, so then you go on, you do a great job, you become mayor of Long Beach. What was the first thing you do as mayor? Same thing?
Thank you for planting the seed.
All right. Anyway, you've done a great job, but probably what was your most interesting and one of your favorite interviews of all time?
With you.
Good answer. No.
One of the advantages of doing the show is you have a chance to meet literally hundreds of elected officials, and a few really stand out for their honesty and for their approachability and for their lack of ego, and you're right on the top of that list.
Well, so. I appreciate that. What plans do you have for the future of the show? Think about it. You've accomplished a lot, 15 years.
This is almost show number 400. This is wow. Show 396. We're only 400 shows, 2,000 guests in 15 years. So it's a big body of work. And I just like to continue to grow it, maybe get some greater reach for the show in some other cities, do some more on statewide and national issues. But I talk for a living. I'm a professor at the university. I talk there for a living. I talk here for a living. So I guess if I'm good at one thing, it's talking.
Oh, no, you're a lawyer.
Uh-oh.
I like the lawyer part, teaching ethics. That's the part
I know.
What about anything to say about the people that work behind the scenes here?
Well, we have a first-rate crew, and I'm the first to try and bring them into the thanks in the picture. I mean, the camera's on me when we do the show, but there's a whole group starting with Ron Petke, our producer-director, and Randy and Dave and Doug and the whole, I'm not only leaving some out, but it's a really first rate, it's a team effort, and you got to take care of the team.
Absolutely. You have a great team with you.
Yeah.
You have a most memorable show?
Yours. No, I'll tell you.
Being guest? No.
This will be very memorable, but the late Nell Carter was our guest, and she sadly passed 6 days after doing the show. But
wow.
In the time that I and the crew got to meet her, we just fell in love with this woman, and she was her. Sally Struthers was a great guest. Sonny Bono when he was running for Senate. Barbara Boxer when she was a congresswoman. Then First Lady Sharon Davis, and of course Governor Duke Majan, who's a fixture here in town. All great guests, and what a privilege. You know, I wouldn't meet these people normally except for doing the show, and in many cases you become friends afterwards, and it's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. You've done a great job over the years. One final question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you had your choice of any of the political jobs that you've interviewed folks over the years, which one would you pick? Governor, President, United States Senate?
I'll tell you.
City Council, Mayor?
I'd rather do media than hold office, because elected officials come and go, except, of course, if they're supervisors, they stay forever. But you have a chance. I'd rather be the host, to take a extreme example of Meet the Press and be United States Senator, because I think you can influence, you can have a real influence. And our show, as you know, is value-based, and I teach ethics and went through Michael Josephson's training, and I think just trying to impart the importance of values and ethics, I feel real comfortable doing it. And I'm not sure I'd be very good at trying to raise the money you have to do to run for office and go into all the chicken dinners and everything. I'm not sure it's in me. I'm kind of more of a fly solo kind of guy.
Well, you've done a great job at it. And I think I speak for a lot of folks that we appreciate all your efforts, on behalf of the city of Long Beach, but not only the city of Long Beach, but the region, on your efforts to educate the people about not only various public offices, but I think more importantly, just educate them on the issues in a sense of fairness and value. So we thank you very much. And as I understand it, there's a big sign up here that says we'll be back in just a moment after some commercial announcements.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Don.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
For over 80 years, Community Hospital of Long Beach has served the greater Long Beach community by providing the best medical care possible, with a focus on clinical excellence and a caring, compassionate, personalized approach for every patient. It is our goal to be the community's preferred healthcare provider, providing a 24/7 rapid response emergency department, a state-of-the-art cancer center, and a free wellness and diabetes program. We are proud to introduce CHLB's new bariatrics program featuring the safe and effective Lap-Band system. Community Hospital of Long Beach. When you have a choice, choose the best.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree, when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love ribs!
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Welcome back. And just some final comments. It's been an honor and pleasure for me over the years to have been interviewed by Art on numerous occasions. But I think more importantly, I just want to say a big thank you to Art Levine, to all the staff here at Charter, for the job that they continue to do. You know, 15 years in the media business doing local kinds of support activities of educating the public is something that's not very easily done. And I think Art and his staff and everyone else here at Charter have just done a fantastic job. And I think any of us that ever had the opportunity to be interviewed on this particular show, I feel honored and privileged to be able to do it. So I want to say a final thank you to my special guest, Art Levine, here this evening. I thank you for allowing me to hold on to your security blanket, this microphone. It'll mean more to me now with my cup. Everybody gets a cup. Okay, but I think more importantly, we want to thank you not only for allowing us to interview you, but for all that you've done for the community and surrounding area over the last 15 years.
Thank you so much, Don, and thank you for being such a good sport to do this.
Very nice to have you. I look forward to interviewing you again. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to see next week's edition of Straight Talk with Art Levine. Thank you, and good night.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.